This audio file is a transcription of the CMI document. Since the document was written to be a printed document, there may be some elements that do not translate clearly. Accordingly, do not rely on this audio file, but use the printed CMI as the authoritative document. This is the consumer medicine information for Dupixent. Active ingredient, S. Dupilumab, Dupilumab. This leaflet provides important information about using Dupixent. You should also speak to your doctor or pharmacist if you would like further information, or if you have any concerns or questions about using Dupixent. Where to find information in this leaflet? Why am I using Dupixent? Dupixent contains the active ingredient Dupilumab. Dupixent belongs to a class of medicines called monoclonal antibodies. Dupixent is used to treat the following conditions. 1. Moderate to severe atopic dermatitis, also known as atopic eczema, in patients aged 12 years and older. Dupixent is also used to treat severe atopic dermatitis in patients between 6 months to 11 years old. In atopic dermatitis, Dupixent may be used with or without prescribed atopic dermatitis medicines that you apply to the skin. 2. Prurigo nodularis in adult patients whose disease is not controlled with their current medication. 3. Maintenance treatment of moderate to severe asthma in patients 6 years and older whose asthma is not controlled with their current asthma medicines. In asthma, Dupixent should be used in addition to your existing asthma medicines. Dupixent may also help reduce the amount of oral corticosteroids you need, while preventing severe asthma attacks and improving your breathing. 4. Maintenance treatment of chronic rhinosinusitis in adults with nasal polyposis, CRSWNP in adults whose disease is not controlled with their current CRSWNP medicines. 5. Maintenance treatment of chronic obstructive pulmonary disease, COPD in adults not well enough controlled with your current inhaler medication. Adding Dupixent helps prevent moderate or severe COPD attacks, exacerbations and can improve your breathing. Dupixent may also help to improve overall symptoms of COPD. Your doctor will assess if Dupixent is appropriate for your condition. What should I know before I use Dupixent? Warnings. Do not use Dupixent if you are allergic to Dupilumab or any of the ingredients listed at the end of this leaflet. Always check the ingredients to make sure you can use this medicine. The product appears cloudy, discolored, or contains particles, or if the syringe, pen and or needle cap appear damaged. Check with your doctor if you have a parasitic helminth infection, have any other medical conditions, including any new or worsening eye problems, including eye pain, or changes in vision. Take any medicines for any other condition including oral, or using topical, or inhaled corticosteroid medicines. Have recently received, or are scheduled to receive a vaccine. During treatment, you may be at risk of developing certain side effects. It is important you understand these risks and how to monitor for them. See additional information under Section 6. Are there any side effects? Pregnancy and breastfeeding. Check with your doctor if you are pregnant or intend to become pregnant. Talk to your doctor if you are breastfeeding or intend to breastfeed. Atopic dermatitis. Do not use Dupixent in patients under 6 months old. The safety and benefits of Dupixent are not yet known in this patient group. Prurigo nodularis. Do not use Dupixent in patients under 18 years old. The safety and benefits of Dupixent are not yet known in this patient group. Asthma. Do not use Dupixent in patients under 6 years old. The safety and benefits of Dupixent are not yet known in this patient group. Dupixent is not a rescue medicine and should not be used to treat a sudden asthma attack. Chronic rhinosinusitis with nasal polyposis, CRSWNP. Do not use Dupixent in patients under 18 years old. The safety and benefits of Dupixent are not yet known in this patient group. Chronic obstructive pulmonary disease, COPD. Do not use Dupixent in patients under 18 years old. The safety and benefits of Dupixent are not yet known in this patient group. COPD does not normally occur in children. Dupixent is not a rescue medicine and should not be used to treat a sudden COPD attack, exacerbation. What if I'm taking other medicines? Tell your doctor or pharmacist if you are taking any other medicines, including any medicines, vitamins, or supplements that you buy without a prescription from your pharmacy, supermarket, or health food shop. Do not stop taking your corticosteroid medicines unless instructed by your doctor. This may cause other symptoms that were controlled by the corticosteroid medicine to come back. You should not receive certain type of vaccines while taking Dupixent. Tell your doctor if you have recently received a vaccine or plan to receive a vaccine. Check with your doctor or pharmacist if you are not sure about what medicines, vitamins, or supplements you are taking, and if these affect Dupixent. How do I use Dupixent? Follow all directions given to you by your doctor and pharmacist carefully. Carefully read the Dupixent instructions for use provided in the carton. If you do not understand the instructions on the label or in this leaflet, ask your doctor or pharmacist for help. How much to use? Use the dose that your doctor prescribes for you. Dupixent is given as an injection under the skin, subcutaneously every other week or every 4 weeks. How long to use Dupixent? Continue using Dupixent for as long as your doctor recommends. Make sure you keep enough Dupixent to last when you go on holidays. How to use Dupixent? Always check the syringe/pen label before each injection to make sure you are using the right medicine. Dupixent is a clear and colorless to pale yellow solution that should not be shaken before use. Do not use Dupixent if it is not clear to pale yellow or if it contains particles. To avoid discomfort, Dupixent should be removed from the refrigerator before your injection so that it reaches room temperature. Remove Dupixent 300mg syringes/pens from the refrigerator at least 45 minutes before injection. Remove Dupixent 200mg syringes/pens from the refrigerator at least 30 minutes before injection. In adult patients, the injection can be self-administered or given by another person after proper training in injection technique. In adolescents 12 years of age and older, it is recommended that Dupixent be given by or under the supervision of an adult. Dupixent should be given by a caregiver in children 6 months to 11 years of age. The pre-filled syringe presentation should be used for children in this age group. Dupixent is injected under the skin, subcutaneous injection. You can inject into the thigh or abdomen, except for the 2 inches, 5 centimeters around the navel, using a single-dose pre-filled syringe or pen. If somebody else administers the injection, the upper arm can also be used. Use a different injection site each injection, so that the same site is not used. Do not inject in an area where the skin that is tender, damaged, sunburnt, or has bruises or scars. Do not inject Dupixent with other injectable medicines at the same injection site. If you forget to use Dupixent, if your dose schedule is every other week and you miss a dose of Dupixent, give the injection within 7 days from the missed dose, then continue with the original schedule. If the missed dose is not given within 7 days, wait until the next scheduled dose to give your Dupixent injection. In case you are not sure when to inject Dupixent, call your doctor or pharmacist. If your dose schedule is every 4 weeks and you miss a dose of Dupixent, give the Dupixent injection within 7 days from the missed dose, then continue with your original schedule. If the missed dose is not given within 7 days, start a new every 4-week dose schedule from the time you take your Dupixent injection. It is important to use Dupixent as prescribed by your doctor. If you use too much Dupixent, if you think that you have used too much Dupixent, you may need urgent medical attention. You should immediately phone the Poisons Information Center by calling 131126 or contact your doctor or go to the emergency department at your nearest hospital. You should do this even if there are no signs of discomfort or poisoning. What should I know while using Dupixent? Things you should do. Always follow your doctor's instructions carefully. If you have asthma and are taking asthma medicines, do not change or stop your asthma medicine without talking to your doctor. It is important to keep using Dupixent, even if you feel well. Continuous use of Dupixent helps to control your condition. Call your doctor straight away if you experience any of the following symptoms: a flu-like illness, pins and needles, or numbness of arms or legs, worsening of lung symptoms including breathing problems, an oral rash. Remind any doctor, dentist, or pharmacist you visit that you are using Dupixent. Things you should not do. Do not expose the syringe or pen to heat or direct sunlight. Do not use a syringe or pen if it is damaged or you are not sure that it is working properly. Use a new syringe or pen. Do not use Dupixent if you think it has been frozen or exposed to excessive heat, temperatures above 25 degrees Celsius. Do not give Dupixent to anyone else, even if they have the same condition as you. Do not stop taking your corticosteroid medicines unless instructed by your doctor. This may cause other symptoms that were controlled by the corticosteroid medicine to come back. Do not stop taking your medicine without checking with your doctor. Driving or using machines. Dupixent is unlikely to influence your ability to drive and use machines. Looking after your medicine. Before use, keep Dupixent syringes and pens in a refrigerator where the temperature is between 2 to 8 degrees Celsius. If necessary, pre-filled syringes and pens can be kept at room temperature up to 25 degrees Celsius for a maximum of 14 days. Keep the syringes and pens in the original carton to protect from light. Do not allow it to freeze. Discard if frozen. Do not expose to heat. Do not shake. Follow the instructions in the carton on how to take care of your medicine properly. Keep it where young children cannot reach it. When and how to discard your medicine. After injecting Dupixent, immediately throw away the used pre-filled syringe in a sharps container as instructed by your doctor or pharmacist. After removal from the refrigerator, Dupixent must be used within 14 days or discarded. Getting rid of any unwanted medicine. If you no longer need to use this medicine, or it is out of date, take it to any pharmacy for safe disposal. Do not use this medicine after the expiry date. Are there any side effects? All medicines can have side effects. If you do experience any side effects, most of them are minor and temporary. However, some side effects may need medical attention. See the information below, and, if you need to, ask your doctor or pharmacist if you have any further questions about side effects. Less serious side effects. Less serious side effects. Injection site related. Redness, swelling, or itching at the injection site. Hollowing, or thickening of the skin around the injection site. Eye related. Eye dryness, eye infection, eye and eyelid inflammation, including redness slash swelling slash itching. If you also have atopic dermatitis, eye pain, blurred vision, sensitivity to light, skin related, rash on the face. What to do? Speak to your doctor if you have any of these less serious side effects and they worry you. Serious side effects. Serious side effects. Allergic reaction related. Shortness of breath. Wheezing or difficulty breathing. Swelling of the face, lips, tongue, or other parts of the body. Fever. Feeling generally unwell. Joint pain. Dizziness. Feeling lightheaded. Rash, itching, or hives on the skin. What to do? Call your doctor straight away, or go straight to the emergency department at your nearest hospital, if you notice any of these serious side effects. Tell your doctor or pharmacist if you notice anything else that may be making you feel unwell. Other side effects not listed here may occur in some people. Reporting side effects. After you have received medical advice for any side effects you experience, you can report side effects to the Therapeutic Goods Administration online at www.tga.gov.au/reporting-problems. By reporting side effects, you can help provide more information on the safety of this medicine. Always make sure you speak to your doctor or pharmacist before you decide to stop taking any of your medicines. Product details. This medicine is only available with a doctor's prescription. What Dupixent contains. Active ingredient. Main ingredient. Dupilumab. Other ingredients. Inactive ingredients. Arginine hydrochloride. Histidine. Histidine hydrochloride monohydrate. Polysorbate 80. Sodium acetate trihydrate. Sucrose. Glacial acetic acid. Water for injections. What Dupixent looks like. Dupixent is a clear and colorless to pale yellow, preservative-free liquid solution available in a pre-filled syringe with needle shield, or a pre-filled pen. The needle shield reduces the risk of accidental needle stick injuries. Dupixent is available in three different strengths. 300 mg in 2 ml solution. 200 mg in 1.14 ml solution. Dupixent 300 mg, 150 mg per milliliters pre-filled syringe with needle shield, OSTAR 2, 8, 3, 1, 2, 7. Dupixent 300 mg, 150 mg per milliliters pre-filled pen, OSTAR 3, 8, 2, 5, 9, 4. Dupixent 200 mg, 175 mg per milliliters pre-filled syringe with needle shield, OSTAR 3, 0, 2. 4, 6, 3. Dupixent 200 mg, 175 mg per milliliters pre-filled pen, OSTAR 3, 8, 2, 5, 9, 3. Who distributes Dupixent? Dupixent is supplied in Australia by Sanofi Aventis Australia Pty Ltd, 12 24 Talavera Road, Macquarie Park, New South Wales 2113. Free call number 1-800-818-806. Email, medinfo.australia@sanofi.com. This leaflet was prepared in February 2025. Do PCCDSV 30 MIV 18-25 FEP 25.